What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, this HMT falls under the it does not matter what a man's station is in life. Any and all men are capable of putting on the mask if properly motivated to do so. Like the man in this article that was sent to me by the MGTOW Infinium that was published on the 20th of February. Former American Idol contestant accused of offlining his wife. Well, he had his first 15 minutes of fame the right way. Now he's got a new 15 minutes of fame the wrong way. Now let me just go ahead and say this right here. A former American Idol contestant was charged with offlining his wife at their Ohio home and staging the crime scene to look like a fatal burglary. Authorities said Caleb Flynn, 39, was charged Friday with termination, felonious assault, and tampering with evidence in the February 16th deletion of his wife, Ashley Flynn, according to a criminal complaint filed in Miami County Municipal Court. He pleaded not guilty during a court appearance on Friday and is being held in lieu of $2 million cash bond, court and jail records show. In a statement, Caleb Flynn's lawyer said that his client looks forward to defending himself against the allegations. Quote unquote, "We are both disappointed and concerned about the short timeline and seemingly rush to judgment in this case," said the lawyer, L. Patrick Mulligan. Authorities have not identified a possible motive. Caleb Flynn appeared on season 12 of American Idol, which described him as a quote-unquote music pastor who was born to sing. Ashley Flynn, 37, was a substitute teacher and middle school volleyball coach in Tip City, north of Dayton, the local school district said in a Facebook post. She was described as a dedicated teacher known for her beautiful smile, warmth, kindness, and the positive impact she had on so many. Gentlemen, you know I always say this, the more they try to make her into a positive figure, odds are the deeper the secret that she was holding that possibly he found out that pushed him to put the mask on. In a February 16th news release, the city police's department said officers were dispatched to the home at 2:31 a.m. after a reported burglary that involved a resident who had been shot. In the audio of the 911 call obtained by NBC News, Caleb could be heard frantically telling a dispatcher that someone broke into his home and shot his wife. The garage door was quote unquote wide open. He could be heard saying, and his wife had been shot twice in the head. The police statement said that their children were home at the time. In the complaint, a police detective accused Flynn of fatally shooting his wife with a 9mm handgun, then staging the crime scene and misleading officers. The complaint does not say how authorities determined that the crime scene was allegedly staged. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, it does not matter what a man's station is in life. Once he's been thoroughly pushed beyond his line, all bets are off. Maybe he'll come back around and say why he did what he did. But there was something that she said or he found out that drove him over his line. We never get to discuss that. What was the possible motive? I.e., the question that I love to ask. What's the story behind the story that the lamestream media is trying to feed us? Hopefully, he'll decide, you know what? This is why I did it. You want the motive? This is why. And there could be a lot of reasons, but we'll go ahead and let Mr. Flynn decide whether or not he's going to tell the truth. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol, gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact, the kids were there, but they didn't see it. So more than likely, they probably heard what happened and were confused. But I'm gonna give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, twice to the dome, not a lot of suffering, I'll give that a 15. So Caleb, Flintlock Flynn, gets a score of 80. Gentlemen, as I stated before, the Reaper is going to be busy. He's already busy. He is taking skulls, he's taking souls, and the termination train is getting way, way many, many more passengers. Mm-hmm. Men are fed up around the world. And hey, who better to talk about it? Once again, I don't condone HMT, but I don't condemn HMT either. We all got a ticket, gentlemen. Ladies, you don't believe you have a ticket, but guess what? You got a ticket as well. And the fastest way for you to get your ticket punched is to piss off the man you're in a relationship with. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who are in relationships, or who are attached to a man in any way, you need to understand this. And you need to understand this crystally damn clear. The power that society continues to let you believe you have, the shield that society continues to let you believe you have, that all goes out when that man finally reaches his point of no return. Feminism and the idea that men are still scared of the Duluth model, that's going to be your shield, yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, when a man no longer worries about the consequences of his actions, he will act. And for a lot of you ladies, that act is going to involve you pushing up daisies, i.e. buried 6 feet deep. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.